We're going to be coming to you now every night between 7 to 8, Monday to Thursday, instead of just 2 hours on Sunday. And you know why I'm looking forward to this? I'm looking forward to this because it just too long to go through a whole week of looking around at all of you good citizens out there ready to accept any failure and anybody's right to be wrong. It's just too frustrating listening to all of you reading the newspapers ready to accept bankrupt notions of moral relativism, accepting expediency of political equivalency. Too long to wait to Sunday, just waiting to get at you guys who dread the responsibilities that come with being a citizen. You've got the most important title in the world, and you're not using it. You're like children who want diversion, distraction, direction, and willingly abdicate any individual consequence and sovereignty to any state dictator fiat. So we're going to get a chance to kick some ass regularly. And we'll be on with you from 7 to 8. We're going to have a special little go-to at all this. We're going to open the lines a lot more often to you. But before 7, we're going to come in here, and we're going to have a little tete-a-tete with our good friend Jim Duff, who'll be doing the Drive Home show. And I thought that you guys would all want to hear what you'll have in store. So I couldn't think of a more appropriate person to start this this new schedule out with than James Connor Duff. How are you?
I'm good, Mr. Wiseman. How are you?
Well, Mr. Duff, we're fine. So,
hey,
Mr. Duff,
hey,
how do you feel?
Wait.
Yeah.
Can you try to tell me for 1 second
that
you that you are trying to counter that incredible show of social solidarity that we saw this weekend?
I want to tell you, I am proud to be...
people of Palestine and those good people, those...
Amen, brother. Preach, brother. Preach, brother Jim.
Yes.
James, I am proud, James, to be living in the only major city in North America that had an official demonstration for Hezbollah.
And not only that, featured a former minister of the crown that voted to outlaw Hezbollah here in Canada.
And
amazing.
And the man who wants to be our next premier standing in front of a sign, not a sign,
a prayer shawl
that says defiled by Zionists.
Yeah, I thought they were talking about another kind of defiled.
I thought so too, but
yeah,
I guess not.
It's just our dirty minds going in that wrong direction.
But you know what I didn't see in the picture until somebody pointed out to me, Jim?
What?
Henri Massé, Mr. Trade Unionist.
Your old buddy
who sat at an institute conference and said, hey, Israel's the most unionized nation in the world. We're never going to condemn it because we don't like their occupation, but the Arab terrorists are insupportable, he said. There he is grinning over Boisclair's right shoulder, and there's Marie Malavoy grinning over his left shoulder.
Well, there you go.
Now, have these guys forgotten? What do they have in common?
Wait. What did you expect from these people? Did you expect anything different?
I'm sorry to disappoint you. I was naive. You're right.
The position of Quebec is anti-Semitism, pro-union, hatred for anything Israel, anything Zionist, anything Semitic.
Now, don't you think you're going a bit far, James?
No.
James?
No, I don't think I've gone far enough.
James?
Wait a second.
Wait a minute. I want to know what...
You defended Quebec. I have fought with you time and again.
Yes.
When you defend this kind of...
La grande patrimoine progressiste politique qui a commencé avec Papineau.
Exactement ça.
La première émancipation de toutes les minorités en Amérique du Nord et dans l'Empire britannique. Is that not so? 1837.
There you go.
And this is what we're down to. But you know what I found funny about this picture? These guys, these three people, Malavoy, Boisclair, and Massé, haven't they heard? Jim, just between you and me, right? Haven't they heard that Nasrallah and Hezbollah and the radical Islams want to kill all homosexuals and jail all trade unionists?
Well, they'll get past that. Those are the details.
But isn't this...
The enemies of my enemies are my friends for the time being.
But isn't this like a major thing?
Yeah.
You know, like, they didn't hear about this?
Bye, bye.
Just un petit détail?
What?
Really?
Hey, you could. You know what this was all about? This was trying to rebuild it. And you said it well. You said it yourself in your piece this morning that you sent out to all of us, or was it yesterday? You said, this is exactly what we've been talking about. Political expediency for the sake of these clapped out, morally bankrupt unions, and God knows they're clapped out, morally bankrupt here in Quebec. And we're talking...
Never mind morally bankrupt. You know what I liked? Never mind morally bankrupt. Coderre's reaching for votes, and so Coderre's reaching for votes, and he won Bourassa riding with the help of the Muslim votes, but he's supposed to be a staunch Federalist. He's on the same stage as the PQ and the BQ. Massé's FDQ hasn't organized more than 1,000 workers in 10 years. Duceppe and Boisclair can't stand Quebec solidaire, yet there they are under the banner of Françoise David. I mean, is this not a collection of nightcrawlers?
No, this is a collection of political expedientists looking to get reelected at any cost.
Jim, stay with us. They're forcing me. Jim, you got to stay with us. They're forcing me to pay a bill. I don't like that. They're capitalists here.
Stop.
They're capitalists. They're forcing me to pay a bill. Montreal, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. We're going
to
pay a bill. And we're talking with Jim Duff. And you can email me, by the way, all your platitudes and profundities at info@iapm.ca. Now, James,
yeah.
You know what I think? I think what happened was that all these I think that all these guys who represent, you know, 3, 4, 5 million of our fellow citoyens et citoyennes really didn't see the Hezbollah flags. Because, you know, that electric yellow, it really doesn't show up well in the sunlight.
No, I don't think they thought about it. That's all. All yelling and ranting and carrying on aside, I think this is symptomatic of the kind of that illness that we've seen in Canadian and Quebec politics for so long, that politicians are always looking for the expedient hit. This has never been a question. Hezbollah, terrorist outlawed group, Denis Coderre's presence, we already, look, I mean, the construct is such that they're not going to suffer.
Do you think any of these characters realize that we're in a global war? Israel's lifting. And if Quebec ends up as appeasers, when the war is won, it's going to be looked at that like nothing.
Quebec is happy with the idea that a lot of Lebanese that have seized upon that Canadian passport as the passport of convenience and of safety, their escape hatch in their pocket, that Quebec is so happy that these French people speaking Lebanese have come and settled here even for a time and brought commerce here even for a time, because they are huge, huge, huge generators of capital in this province. If the Lebanese leave, there's a huge hole in the Montreal economy. They realize that. They realize their bread's buttered on the Lebanese side. They're not worried about
It's not just Lebanese. The Muslim population outnumbers the Jewish population, but 2.5 to 1.
Yeah.
There you go.
Political.
Jim, let's hear from Daniel from NDG while we wait for David Ouellette, who had the guts to actually go into this demonstration and take some remarkable pictures. Daniel, what do you got to say?
Well, I got to say that I didn't think anybody could be as radical as me.
What are you radical about?
Well, what am I radical? Well, first of all, I mean, let's make sure that we all understand that we're seeing history in the making here. There is no empire that's ever been built or maintained without any kind of bloodshed at all. Ken Connors asked two, three weeks ago.
What empire are we talking about here?
Well, no, we're talking about the Muslims trying to create an empire.
Right.
Caliphate.
Right, of course. But, you know, Ken Connors asked a good question 2, 3 weeks ago, and unfortunately I wasn't able to get on to answer it. And the question was, what solution is there to this problem? And I'm going to get a lot of people pissed off at me, but what else is new? It's okay. The solution I would have to this problem is for countries to band together and to declare a 25-year moratorium on the public practice of religion. And there are two reasons for this. First of all...
Well, let's try one, because we've got to get to David Ouellette.
Oh, okay.
Sum it up.
To sum it up, if you look at any and all religious doctrine, it's all fear-based, it's all threaten-based, and if you preach and teach violence, eventually, this is what we're going to come to.
You think, tell me, you think fellow Quebecers understand that this is a war against that kind of religious theology?
No, not at all.
They don't get it.
Look, I mean...
I'm asking Dan in NDG.
Daniel, you know, the sixth floor of Concordia University's Henry F. Hall building has been is essentially taken over as a radical Islamic site. And we know from some of the communications that CSIS has received, we know that Concordia University is a part of that. What has the university done to shut it down? Absolutely nothing. We have built, not just Quebec, but I would say Canadian society has built this myth that we're somehow protected by our democratic precepts. All we've done is given the other side, whatever you want to call it, a smokescreen, a perfect cover to operate behind. And if you take away those democratic precepts, what have you got? You've got nothing more than what they are offering in their society.
Dan, I thank you very much. And Jim, we're going to see just how protected somebody felt who was there at the demonstration yesterday. We welcome David Ouellette, who is a board member of the Canadian Coalition for Democracies, has a great website, and on which website, judaeoscope.ca, he went into this crowd, took pictures, and took a video. David, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you? I'm fine. Glad to be with you.
David, we were trying to reach you yesterday during the show, and you said it was a bit dicey to talk. You were a bit nervous in there. What was the atmosphere in that crowd?
Well, it was very menacing. There was no way I could have been talking to you about what I was seeing since I was in a sea of yellow and green Hezbollah flags.
Wait. Can I ask you the question? How was that menace projected?
Well, you had a combination of two things. As I said, a yellow sea of Hezbollah insignia, people chanting pro-Hezbollah slogans such as, with our blood and with our soul, we will sacrifice our lives for you, O Hezbollah, or O Nasrallah, which is the leader of Hezbollah. And then...
So this was really a secular rally. Guys, hold your thoughts. We'll be back in 60. Or email The Last Angry Man at info@iepm.ca. This is the new schedule, Montreal. We'll be on Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8. And on the line with us is Jim Duff. We'll be doing the Drive Home show, and we'll be joining Jim somewhere between 6:30 to 7 before the show. And right now we're talking to Jim and David Ouellette, who had the guts to brave that wonderful example of secular pluralistic democracy yesterday in LaFontaine Park and go in there with a camera and get these vivid shots of our political and labor elite standing in front of prayer shawls that were defiled and Hezbollah banners. David, you were telling us the menace that you felt in there and how it was manifested, as Jim asked you.
Well, as I said, it was manifested by pro-Hezbollah slogans of self-sacrifice for the Islamist cause of, basically running down, exterminating non-Muslim populations in the Middle East. And a whole bunch of slogans, equating Jews with the Nazis and calling on Prime Minister Stephen Harper alleged crime.
David, the Jews with the Nazis business, we've heard so often, it's almost like, so where's the guys with the white coats? But you know what bothers me, guys? And Jim, I know you got a strong opinion on this. I mean, people come here to the West to be free. What are they coming here for if they want to sacrifice their lives to the dictates of a bunch of guys who find their satisfaction in total restrictions? Why
that's
are they here?
That's the media. That's the media, Quebec media, that brings that to them and hammers that point home. Look at the coverage in La Presse for the last...
No, I'm not talking about the coverage. I'm talking about what David just said about the people there saying we'll give up our lives for Hezbollah and we'll follow Nasrallah and whatever he wants to do.
All they're doing, remember, the little people are little because they're stupid. And the big people, the media construct, that lockstep media construct that lives in Quebec, is able to get to them and send that message. And remember, a lot of those people, they deal with other people that are saying the same thing. Those goddamn Jews, those goddamn Zionists, those these, they're that, the other thing. Nasrallah, they don't even know who Nasrallah is. He's just this kind, grandfatherly guy with a beard. They don't know what he means. They don't know what Hezbollah is.
You don't think it's just dangerous, David Ouellette, to dismiss all these people as being victimized by some propaganda? I kind of get the feeling that a lot of them know exactly what they want, what they're doing.
You know, what's the most shocking about what's happening in Quebec media is that it's been feeding on Hezbollah propaganda. You have, for example, right now, La Presse correspondent Michel Ouimet, who's been reporting every day in La Presse from South Lebanon about, you know, the alleged horrors committed by the Israeli army. Now, you could call her a Hezbollah-embedded journalist. Anyone who knows anything about South Lebanon, especially now that it's a war-torn zone, knows that she is being led by Hezbollah media relation people to sites of alleged horror, and all that she is allowed to see is what Hezbollah wants her to see, and this is being reported as fact, as, you know, thorough international.
Even Nick Robertson of CNN had to admit that he had faked his stories because of Hezbollah threats.
Exactly.
David Beryl, we have seen. If you go deep into the web right now, you will read the confessions, the true confessions of the war correspondents on that side who say, we are manipulated every day and there's nothing we can do about it.
Guys, David, hold your thought. Jim, are you running off to a meeting?
I got
to
go.
Okay, Jim, it's been great, and I look forward to doing this every night of
every
the week.
Every night, except 6:30 to 7. You, me, and what
part of Montreal can stand it?
Well, you know what? We're not always yelling. Sometimes
no, that's right. We're reflective.
Sometimes there's a real story to tell, Beryl.
And we're sensitive guys. Jim, have a good meeting. David, stay with us. Montreal, will be right back. Your opinions. We're back, Montreal. We're talking about your opinions. But yesterday's demonstration, was it for Lebanon or was it for Hezbollah? How come it was only peace for Lebanon and Palestine? No peace for Israel? And how come so many of the political and labor elite allow themselves to be manipulated by purveyors of hate? Before we get back to our guest, Carol from NDG. How are you, Carol?
Hi, Beryl. It's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
So you've been so busy lately on Sundays with all these guests that we could talk. Eh?
It's been a slice.
Carol, we're back and we have more time to fight those cancers off.
But, yes, we will, hopefully.
Yes, I'm sure we will. I believe God will help us.
If God doesn't, then we'll just have to help ourselves. What do you got to say?
I want to talk about these protesters. I don't think they're really protesting for peace. I think they're really protesting against Israel, and they're pro-Hezbollah. And they're a bunch of hypocritical.
Hell of a lot of flags of Hezbollah out yesterday.
Yeah, there's a lot of trash out there, especially when they encourage these things. And it saddens me as a Christian and as a Quebecer to see that my own people...
Saddens me as a Democrat.
Yeah, you see, democracy, I find out, I'm hating more and more this word because to me democracy is not for everyone. Not everyone wants us to use democracy.
Well, I just want to be free, Carol, and anybody who tries to tell me not to be free, whether it's our government or some foreign power, they're going to get the boot. Carol, thanks very much, and we'll talk later in the week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
David Ouellette is still with us, and he was the gutsy guy who went into that crowd and got some very dramatic photos and video of this really, really miserable demonstration with Hezbollah flags and defiled prayer shawls and posters of funny men and holy men and God knows what was going on. And we're going to continue talking to him, but we're joined by Mark Nadeau now. And Mark is a teaches at the University of Sherbrooke. He's got a master's in history and is a PhD candidate, a keen observer of the political scene, former Tory candidate in the last election. And Mark, you've got a lot to say, I know, in our conversations earlier today, about what led politicians like Coderre, particularly, this staunch Federalist, the member of the government that outlawed Hezbollah, the guy who's can't stand the separatists, to stand on that stage and talk the way he talked. What goes through a guy's mind?
Well, I have to say two things. I want to stress two points. First of all, we have to realize that those political elites we have right now in Quebec during the Cold War years were all against democracy. You know, Gilles Duceppe was a Marxist-Leninist, if my memory is correct.
No, he was a Maoist, actually. He was such a Maoist that I believe that he actually turned over part of his salary to the Central Committee.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, here in Montreal.
You know, I was mistaken on that fact, but, you know, he was promoting an idea that was...
Yeah, no, you weren't completely wrong. He started out as a Marxist-Leninist, became a Maoist in his late 30s.
And one just needs to look at how he manages his political party. As soon as one of his member of parliament disagrees with him, that member of parliament, and on many occasions it happened in the past, got the boot. And those people are of a philosophy that is against basically the kind of democracy you and I, you know, are fighting for.
But Mark, you know, both you and both you and David, I think, and I, we've all met Duceppe. This is not an intolerant man, at least in his public affect, and he's not a stupid man. Surely to God, he knew who was going to show up at this thing.
No, but the thing with Duceppe is that when you look at his political leadership in the recent years, you know, Duceppe is in a position where he cannot propose anything. He's there to oppose. So he never proposed anything. So first he finds himself, you know, all kinds of, you know, horses to do the battle. He had the sponsorship scandal. He had many other things going, and now he finds, you know, that aspect that he can fight for. And as for Denis Coderre, well, you know, I cannot credit him with being much, you know, versed in political philosophy. You know, he's more of an expedient organizer, but he's an hypocrite, because if you look at the facts, Denis Coderre is the manager of the campaign for Michael Ignatieff. And of all the candidates for leadership of the Liberal Party of Canada right now, Michael Ignatieff is the most pro-American of the bunch. And seeing his campaign manager in Quebec scoring points, you know, bashing Bush and bashing Israel and bashing, you know, values of democracy is kind of, you know, if I was Michael Ignatieff, I would just fire the guy.
David, David, have you heard anything? I know you've got your ear to the ground. And when we come back after this short break, I want to hear from you if you've heard any denunciations by Ignatieff of Coderre. Montreal will be right back. We're back, and we're talking about how you think, what do you feel? How do you feel about our city being used for a massive demonstration with hundreds and thousands of Hezbollah flags and some of our political and labor elites standing in front of Jewish prayer shawls that are defiled? And we have David Ouellette with us of the Canadian Council of Democracies, Mark Nadeau of the University of Sherbrooke. And David, before the break, I was asking you, because Mark was making the point about Coderre being Michael Ignatieff's lieutenant, you have your ear pretty much to the ground. Have you heard any comment from Ignatieff about what Coderre's comment about Coderre at all?
We haven't heard any criticism emanating from the Liberal Party, and that just adds more shame to the fact that the Liberal Party signed the declaration calling for this demonstration, and the fact that, you know...
Did the party actually sign it, or did Coderre sign it?
Coderre signed it, and so did the party.
The party meaning the Federal Liberal Party, Section
Federal,
Quebec?
The Federal Liberal Party of Canada. That's what I saw on the declaration that was sent to me through press releases.
Incredible.
Incredible. And, you know, everything is so transparent about this. You have to remember that Coderre was Minister of Justice, of Immigration. Yeah, and that he became a very unpopular figure among, you know, some Canadian Arab or Canadian Muslim voters for his role in a deportation of refugees, asylum seekers. And, you know, they really wrapped him at the time over the knuckles for his rather and surprisingly staunch position.
And this this is partially his way of getting back some votes that he badly needs, because there's no love lost between him and the FTQ either.
Exactly.
The FTQ, it's been an open secret that organized labor has tried to get him out for two elections.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you for your guts in going to yesterday, and I want to thank you for your guts in providing all of Montreal with these photos and they can be and videos, and they can be seen on your site, www.judeoscope, JUDEOSCOPE.ca. You got to see these pictures, and you got to see what our leaders do. David Ouellette, we thank you very much. Mark
thank
Nadeau,
you for having me.
Thank you, David. Mark, can you stay with us a few more minutes and join me at Patrick Gagnon?
No problem.
Patrick, how are you?
How are you, Beryl?
Montreal, Patrick Gagnon is president of the parliamentary group and a former MP, former federal Liberal MP, who knows all these players very well and knows all the psychology very well. Pat, just, you know, I'm simple and stupid. Here you got all these sophisticated guys, Boisclair, Massé, Coderre, and like what? They didn't know this was going to be for Hezbollah? Put aside the fact that they're anti-Israel. Put aside that this was going to be just Lebanon and Palestine. They didn't know. And
well,
how did they
know,
come together? They hate each other.
I think, you know, there's a number of issues at play here. There's a bit of what you would call crass
political opportunism.
Crass is mild.
And quite frankly, a serious misunderstanding of Middle Eastern politics. I mean, everyone knows that Hezbollah is a little Iran, with a little, little tyrant trying to take, taking Lebanon and its people hostage. And, they don't understand that we're talking about, the rise of fascism in the Middle East, things that sort of harken back to a period that many have so soon forgot. And frankly, I don't think that the federal liberals that were there necessarily represent the true values or the party policy vis-a-vis Israel and vis-a-vis Lebanon. But
tell me, then there's an important question to ask, and I put it to both of you. Is there such a knee-jerk anti-Americanism, such an isolationism of mind among the majority of Francophone Quebecers that they don't understand that this is, A, as you put it, Pat, a global war with terror, and B, is it just any friend of America is ipso facto an enemy of ours?
Well, there's also the other fact, Beryl, that the Liberal Party does not have a leader. There are 13 individuals, or at least a good dozen, that are running for the leadership. There's a lack of direction. There's no captain on board. And often, when you're left with that kind of vacuum, excesses do occur. And that's how I qualify it. And I cannot see or fathom the rationale or the politics of coming together with Voix Claire, the Bloc Québécois, who are dead set in destroying Canada,
Mr. Gagnon, I disagree with you on the fact that despite the liberals that don't have a leader, they have an interim leader, and there's no reason to embrace justification for terrorism. I mean, where's Bill Graham? He's been foreign minister.
I think you've got a point there. Where is Bill Graham? Yes, indeed, you're right. Where's Madame Robillard in Westmount?
I heard they're on vacation, guys.
Yeah, Paul Martin. Paul Martin, as a former prime minister, he was good, by the way.
He's also sitting member of parliament. We can go on and on. Where are the other sitting members of parliament? We haven't heard a word. So I think, Beryl and yourself are correct. People have to stand up and say this was wrong. And we have to explain to the population of Quebec, this is the reason why, we're not supportive. This is why, we have to understand what's going on in here instead of playing, as I said earlier, crass political electioneering, pork barrel politics.
Guys, we'll be right back with you after we pay some bills. But, Pat and Mark, boy, the Liberal Party's come a long way from when Laurier said, we will answer to a higher destiny. If this is the destiny that the Liberal Party answers to, God help us all. We'll be right back with Pat Gagnon and Mark Nadeau. And we're talking about how, frankly, soiled I feel, and I hope many of you feel, by having our city used as an advertising billboard for Hezbollah in yesterday's demonstrations. We're talking to Pat Gagnon, president of the parliamentary group, former Liberal MP, and Mark Nadeau of the University of Sherbrooke. Guys, we've assessed the subject. We've talked about the failure of the Liberal Party to respond, the failure of organized labor to understand. How do we turn Quebec around? This is the only jurisdiction in North America that still doesn't seem to get it.
Well, on that matter, Beryl, I want to respond to you the question you asked before the break about anti-Americanism. I mean, I feel it's expedient for most of our politicians and elite, to score political and rational point on the back of Americans. But this said, I would correct it. People who oppose Hezbollah, people who oppose the current trend, have to stop being afraid. I was having lunch this Saturday with a lady who says, I have my Israeli flag. I support the cause of freedom and democracy in Israel, but I remove it every time I go out because I'm afraid my car will be broken. And that's a representation of the mentality of people. People who want to defend and promote democracy and freedom are afraid. And I think we have to stop it because, after all, we are a free country and we have nothing to fear from our freedom. And I think that's how we have to score, to make the things different. And we have to stop being afraid of standing up and letting the other one, always score the points. We have to stand up. And no matter what, we have to be there because this can no longer stand.
Pat Gagnon, is this symptomatic of anything inherent in Quebec, in some kind of feeling of isolation in North America, that they have somehow failed?
Well, I don't think we can be drawn into this so-called, you just in a number of the issues and polemics in Quebec, talking about the so-called Quebec consensus. And I don't believe there is a Quebec consensus when it comes to what we saw yesterday. I mean, there were about 5,000 demonstrators, but when you're traveling the different parts of Quebec, the rural parts of Quebec, not just, urban Montreal, which is a very, very different entity, it's another Quebec, but there is an understanding that what may be pushed forward by Françoise David and especially members of the Bloc Québécois and Gilles Duceppe are no longer gospel truth. And I think, and you may have read that in a few editorials in La Presse and some French media networks where they are questioning this line of thought and that. There are other Quebecers like myself and many others to follow who are going to start opposing this kind of, dictatorial way of trying to influence Quebecers and say, well, you're either on one side or on the other, but most Quebecers are on one given side, and it's the furthest thing from the truth. Well, so, there are a variety of opinions in this.
Well, process. Pat Gagnon, Marc Nadeau, with guys like you, it almost makes me feel like getting back into the fray and taking our goddamn place back. Pat Gagnon, the professor of the parliamentary group. Marc Nadeau of the University of Sherbrooke. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good evening to both of you.
Au revoir, Pat. Montreal, this has been our first Monday night broadcast of The Last Angry Man. We'll be on Monday to Thursday with you at 7 o'clock. We'll be starting a little bit earlier with a real rough and tumble talk with Jim Duff. We have fun tonight, but it's not going to be fun every night. It's serious business that we're about. And we have to understand that what happened here in Quebec yesterday is not a laughing matter. Quebecers will not be able to escape the reality that the free world is in a global conflict against an old tyranny wrapped in new cloaks. Israel is merely the frontline state, and the family of free nations are doing the fighting first. The winds of war will encompass us as well, as they did New York and London, Madrid and Mumbai, Bali and Beslan, Toronto and all the other outposts of free peoples. And as we approach the fifth anniversary of 9/11, Quebecers would do well to reflect on how they will be looked upon when the war is finally won, as it inevitably will be. And they, Quebecers, sought to appease the foes by feeding its crocodiles in the vain hope, as Churchill put plain, that the crocodiles would eat them last. Good night, Montreal, and good luck. Thank you, Chris Smith. We'll see you tomorrow.